The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the beginning of life on Earth, simple creatures reproduced asexually by simply dividing in two. They didn't even need to find a partner. While that might not sound like much fun, it certainly is efficient, working out to twice the reproductive capacity for a given number of organisms. So why did pond scum eventually evolve to procreate as we know and love it? It might have all been a reaction to parasites. See, the bad thing about reproduction sans sex is you make clones. Every organism has the same DNA, other than the mutations that occur over time. If a parasite figures out how to exploit a vulnerability, the entire species could be doomed. But sexual reproduction creates unique combinations of DNA and genetically unique individuals. A parasite may kill many, but it's likely that some organisms won't be vulnerable and the species will live on. And there's proof. For the last decade, biologists have studied a New Zealand freshwater snail that comes in a sexual and asexual version. Clones that were plentiful at the beginning of the study dwindled dramatically in number. Meanwhile, sexual snail populations increased over time.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.